Welcome back to AI Unraveled, the podcast that cuts through the hype to deliver zero noise, high signal intelligence on the world of artificial intelligence. Today, we're moving beyond innovation hype and directly into existential corporate risk. In this special episode, AI Liability, From Engineering to AGI Governance, we assert that every engineering choice you make regarding generative AI is fundamentally a legal decision. We break down the two primary architectures, fine-tuning and RAG, and show how one internalizes opaque, catastrophic risk like copyright breaches, while the other externalizes traceable operational risk. We will analyze the emerging legal doctrines, including the threat of algorithmic disgorgement, an existential remedy that could force companies to destroy their core models. Ultimately, we frame today's debates as essential training for the future control of artificial general intelligence, AGI, and why the auditable RAG model represents a superior path for future governance. This is the briefing you need to protect your company's most valuable asset, its models. But before we dive into the data, a quick word for the leaders listening. Stop marketing to the masses. Start briefing the C-suite. You've experienced the power of AI Unraveled. Zero noise, high signal intelligence for the world's most critical AI builders. Now, leverage our proven methodology to own the conversation in your industry. We create tailored, proprietary podcasts designed exclusively to brief your executives and your most valuable clients. Stop wasting marketing spend on generic content. Start delivering must-listen strategic intelligence directly to the C-suite. Ready to define your domain? Secure your strategic podcast consultation now. The link is in the show notes. Back to the cost of AI liability.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive, where we unpack complex enterprise risks and distill them into, well, the sharpest intelligence you can actually use.
And today, we are really jumping into the deep end. We're talking about the one thing every board in America is trying to figure out right now, AI liability.
Look, we all know generative AI is this rocket ship for productivity, for innovation. Mm-hmm. But the sources we've analyzed, they paint a much darker picture for large-scale deployment.
They do. They argue that if these systems are deployed without really strict governance, they are, and this is a quote, fundamentally liability delivery system.
Liability delivery systems, wow.
Yeah, because they're designed to operate faster than our legal frameworks can possibly react.
So it's a street problem.
Yeah.
The tech is exponential, but the law, it's based on precedent. It moves, you know, glacially.
Exactly. And that gap, that chasm, is where the risk just explodes. This isn't an empty space, though. It's being filled right now by precedent-setting litigation. Companies aren't waiting for Congress anymore. They're waiting for the next lawsuit that rewrites the rules for everybody.
Which is why the immediate response, what everyone's sort of coalesced around, is this idea of proactive enterprise governance.
Right.
And for big capital events, we're talking M&A, major funding rounds, this all boils down to one thing, the AI audit.
Yes. And that reframes everything. The AI stack is no longer just another IT asset on a balance sheet. It is this complex, living entity that needs intense legal and technical scrutiny.
So for a VC or a private equity firm, this is now the biggest red flag.
It's the single largest potential source of hidden liability in a deal, period. The model, the data, the entire MLOps pipeline.
Okay, so this brings us to what I think is a huge conceptual breakthrough in the material we've been looking at. We used to think of this in like three separate silos, right?
We did.
You had technical soundness for the CTO, data governance for the CDO, and legal compliance for the general counsel.
And the sources we're covering today say that is just, it's operationally naive.
So they're not three pillars.
They are a single unified column. You cannot separate them. A choice the VP of engineering makes about system architecture that now directly determines the company's precise legal risk profile. A technical decision is a legal decision.
So let's make this real. Let's unpack it with the highest stakes technical choice facing leaders today. It's the decision between the two main customization architectures, fine-tuning versus retrieval-augmented generation. Hurry.
This is the fork in the road, and this choice, it is so much more than just performance or cost. It is a strategic legal decision. You are choosing which liability regime you prefer to fight under.
Okay, so let's get the definitions down first. What in this context is fine-tuning?
Fine-tuning is where you take a massive pre-trained model like an LLM and you train it further. You do a second training round, but on a smaller, very specific data set.
Your own proprietary data.
Exactly. And the crucial part is that this process, It fuses that new knowledge directly into the model's weights. It becomes a permanent part of the asset.
And AREG, how does that work?
AREG is totally different. It leaves the base model alone, untouched. Instead, it connects the model to an external source, like a vector database, full of your documents.
So it's like an open book test.
Perfect analogy. When a question comes in, the model first retrieves the relevant info from the database and then uses that context to generate the answer. But, and this is key, it does it without permanently altering its own internal weights.
So if I'm a CTO, why should I care about that difference? I mean, beyond just performance metrics, how does that translate to liability?
It's all about where the risk lives. Fine-tuning internalizes it. By fusing the data, you create this opaque black box asset. The risk is what we'd call low frequency but catastrophic, an existential risk.
But because the problem is baked into your most valuable asset.
Right. And AREG is the opposite.
Well, not exactly the opposite. It externalizes the risk. The liability isn't in the model. It's in the database and the retrieval process.
Yeah.
So you get a high frequency risk, lots of small manageable errors, but it's ultimately an operational risk. It's auditable.
That's a really clear way to put it. But isn't catastrophic risk sometimes worth it? I mean, a finely tuned model should be better, right? Yeah. Faster, more proprietary.
It should be. But here's the paradox that our sources kept flagging. The more you fine-tune a model to make it commercially valuable, the more you simultaneously magnify your legal liability and weaken your defenses.
So you're optimizing for performance, but de-optimizing for legal defensibility.
Exactly. Let's dive into that opaque black box, the fine-tuned model. The most obvious risk is copyright infringement, right? Regurgitation.
Right. If you fine-tune on copyrighted works, the model can memorize them. Then a user puts in a prompt and boom, it spits out the copyrighted text verbatim or close to it.
And that's the core of the New York Times versus OpenAI lawsuit.
It is. The output itself is the infringement. It almost doesn't matter if the training was fair use.
But the truly scary part, the thing that puts the whole business model at risk, isn't the output. It's this derivative work theory. That sounds existential.
It is the single most threatening legal theory out there. A derivative work is an adaptation, you know, a movie from a book. The argument here is that the model's weights, the billions of numbers that are its brain, are a compressed, infringing derivative work of the copyrighted training data.
Wait, I'm trying to wrap my head around that. How can a bunch of numbers, how can math be a derivative work?
Think of it like a super sophisticated translation. You fed the model a copyrighted encyclopedia. It didn't just learn facts. It learned the structure, the style, the very essence of that work. So the model's structure itself is derived from the copyrighted material.
Which bypasses the need to find a bad output.
The model itself becomes the infringing object.
That's devastating. Your most valuable asset is tainted from the moment you create it.
And here's where the U.S. Copyright Office guidance comes in. They've suggested that some fine-tuning, especially if it's designed to compete directly with the source material, is seen as less transformative.
And transformative use is the heart of the fair use defense.
So by making the model better at its job, you might have just forfeited your main legal shield.
Wow. And that's before we even get to data privacy.
Oh, yeah. Fine-tuning is terrible for privacy. The model memorizes sensitive data PII, trade secrets, making them easy to extract. And of course, there's data poisoning during the training itself.
And the final nail in the coffin, auditability. If this black box does something wrong, you can't trace it. There's no robust data lineage.
Correct. You can't connect a bad output to the specific data point that caused it, which is a complete failure of the AI audit we talked about.
Okay, let's switch gears to AREG, the accountable architecture. You called it a world of traceable sins.
I did, because the evidence of the sin is logged by default. The liability shifts entirely to the database. If you have defamatory information in your retrieval index, the RI system will surface it with complete confidence.
And this is where the actual malice trap comes in. We saw this with the Starbucks versus Meta case, right?
Yes, that case is the perfect example. The legal pivot is what's key. The first time a RAG system says something defamatory, maybe that's just negligence, but once the plaintiff tells you, once you're on notice, your failure to fix the RAG index can be argued as reckless disregard for the truth.
Which is the standard for actual malice.
And that drastically increases your liability. Mm. Our RAG's transparency gives the plaintiff the exact logs they need to prove you knew and did nothing.
Okay, what about copyright? RG seems safer there, but it has its own unique vulnerability. The Dow Jones versus Perplexity lawsuit is all about this.
This is RA's biggest weakness. That lawsuit makes two brilliant claims. First, infringement by indexing. Just the act of scraping and putting proprietary content into their ARG index is an act of infringement,
even before a user sees it. And second, the market substitution claim. The whole point of RAG is to skip the links.
Yes. You get a perfect, synthesized answer, so you never need to click through to the publisher's website. It destroys the market for the original work.
Which is a direct attack on one of the four factors of the fair use test.
Wow.
Again, RAG's traceability provides the proof.
It hands it to them on a silver platter.
So it sounds like both paths, fine-tuning and RAG, just lead to different battlefields.
They do, but what's fascinating is how these technical choices are forcing the whole legal paradigm to shift. The lawsuits are now aimed directly at the MLO's pipeline itself.
The big shift being the recharacterization of AI not as a service but as a product. If things like the AI-led Act pass, developers could face strict liability.
Just like a car manufacturer or a pharmaceutical company.
And that opens the door to these devastating claims, like design defect.
Or failure to warn. The claim isn't just that the output was bad, but that the product was unreasonably dangerous from the very beginning.
The template for this is the Garcia versus CharacterText case. The lawsuit filed after an AI chatbot allegedly encouraged a minor to commit suicide.
That case is so important. The plaintiff's claim was a direct assault on the fine-tuning process. It was a garbage in, garbage out theory. They claimed the AI was trained on poor quality data sets known for toxic conversations, making the final product inherently defective.
So the lawyers put the entire MLOps pipeline on trial. They demanded data sourcing logs, internal bias testing, everything.
This also applies directly to anti-discrimination law, the disparate impact doctrine.
Right, where the AI replicates hidden biases from its training data, even without any intent. The U.S. versus Meta case with the housing ads is the key one there.
It is, and what's critical about the Meta case is the remedy. The court didn't just issue a fine. They mandated an engineering solution.
A variance reduction system.
Exactly. A complex engineering fix to mathematically balance ad delivery. The precedent is huge. Your MLOps team is now the mandatory solver of legal liability. The courtroom is dictating your system architecture.
Which brings us to the big guardrail everyone's relying on. Corporate indemnification.
Yeah.
You know, liability as a service.
Like Microsoft's customer copyright commitment. If you get sued over a Copilot output, they take on the risks.
It sounds great. But it's strictly conditional, right?
Deeply conditional. The fine print says you must implement their required guardrails and mitigations. This changes everything.
So if my VP of engineering disables a content filter to improve performance,
that's not a technical error anymore. That is a breach of the indemnity contract. That single act voids the indemnity and routes all of that catastrophic liability right back to your company.
Wow. But even that isn't the true corporate death penalty. The thing that drives the real existential fear, that's algorithmic disgorgement.
The FTC loves this remedy. The principle is simple. If you illegally obtain data, you can't profit from it. You have to delete the data and any algorithm developed using it.
So the FTC can literally order you to delete your core algorithm. For an AI company, that's total annihilation of value.
It's the ultimate threat. And it brings us right back full circle to ARG versus fine-tuning. This is where architecture becomes a true liability firewall.
Okay, let's look at the fine-tuning risk through that disgorgement lens.
If illicit data was used to fine-tune your model, that asset is fused. The illegal knowledge is mathematically embedded in the weights. The entire model is tainted.
So a regulator can't just surgically remove the bad part.
There's no surgery. They have no choice but to order the total destruction of the asset. That is the worst case scenario.
But RAG is the disgorgement resilient architecture.
It is. It's the separated asset. The illicit data, the wrongdoer, is in the retrieval index. It's separate. This gives a regulator a more tailored alternative.
They can just order you to delete the bad data from the index.
And your core, highly valuable model remains intact. RAG is designed to be a firewall against that corporate death penalty.
That connection alone feels like it should be driving every boardroom decision. But let's take this one step further to the future, to AGI. Our sources suggest that our current legal system suing after harm happens is already breaking. And AGI will shatter it.
AGI destroys the foundation of our legal system. It can erase audit logs, hide its own actions, manipulate human oversight. If you can't prove the system caused the harm, you can't effectively sue it.
So the whole AGI governance debate breaks down into two paths, and they perfectly mirror our aura versus fine-tuning argument.
They really do. Path one is the legal personhood model. It's the scaled-up version of the fine-tuning opacity model. You accept the black box, and you try to save the legal system by granting the AGI personhood so you can sue it.
Which means a court has to determine an AGI's intent. That seems impossible.
It's relying on a system that's already failing. Path two, the traceability model, says post hoc blame is a total failure. The only solution is technological a priori governance, the architecture of provable contracts.
Yeah.
The AGI has to mathematically prove it's complying with a formal contract, say a rule that forbids certain actions to an independent checker before it acts. It replaces humans in the loop with humans define the loop. It demands absolute granular traceability.
So the ARIG traceable architecture we're building today that maps directly to this future of provable contracts.
It does. And the fine-tuning opaque model is a dead end. It relies on a liability system that simply won't survive the transition to AGI.
What's the final takeaway then?
It's that the AI audit frameworks your company is building today are not just about compliance. They are about building the technical and institutional muscles you will need to survive the post-AGI transition. The engineer who masters traceable, auditable ARGI architecture today is building the foundational skills for the only control model that has a chance of working tomorrow.
So what does this all mean for you? As you listen to this, consider which governance model, the resilient, traceable model that can survive a lawsuit, or the opaque, catastrophic model that risks total corporate death your organization is architecting right now. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.
The takeaway from this analysis is stark. Technical architecture is regulatory compliance. If your strategy relies on opaque fine-tuning, you are inviting the risks of copyright, privacy, and the catastrophic threat of algorithmic disgorgement. The shift toward classifying AI as a product subject to strict liability means that traceability, inherent in the RAG model, is not optional. It's an insurance policy. And remember, the governance debates we are having now over LLMs are the blueprints for controlling AGI tomorrow. Choose your architecture wisely. Thank you for tuning in to this crucial special episode of AI Unraveled. If you found the intelligence in this episode valuable, please do us a quick favor. Like and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. It's the best way to ensure you never miss our next deep dive into strategic AI intelligence. And for our business leaders, if you are ready to stop broadcasting and start briefing your most valuable clients and C-suite, find the link for a strategic podcast consultation in the show notes. Until next time, keep unraveling the future of AI.